Whenever there is a red flag warning in effect, it now goes up to the top of our queue here with the local news, especially considering what happened last October. Fortunately, it doesn't look like there has been anything significant going on, and PG&E has cut power to tens of thousands of customers just as a result, just to reduce the wildfire risk. Joining us, though, now from the National Weather Service is Bill Rausch. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good myself, but then again, I'm not outside. Just where are we at with the red flag warning in effect just for the North Bay area?
Sure. The looks like, yeah, like you said, that looks like the worst is kind of behind us for that immediate area. The red flag warning is going to be out for a couple more hours, till about noon, and then if things go as planned, it looks like we'll probably let that expire. We usually wait till the last minute to make sure on that, but right now it's looking like things are on track for that to expire at noon. The worst stuff we were expecting was overnight. There is some still dry conditions and some, you know, locally gusty winds that'll happen tonight, but nothing that right now we're seeing to continue our red flag warning after about noon.
And then what did
it is? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, what did the worst specifically look like in terms of wind speeds?
I think still kind of looking over the data, but I think up on Diablo, I think we had some gusts near 60 miles an hour, but it was certainly more isolated and localized type stuff that happened overnight.
Now, expiring red flag warning, does that just go for our local area, or is that the entire Northern California, where it's actually been affected?
Yeah.
in other counties like Sierra and Yuba?
Right. It is a little bit complicated, this weather system. And as you may know, there's actually, you know, several weather service offices that serve Northern California. And for like in Sonoma and Napa County and the North Bay area, the Monterey offices, that's the red flag warning that will be winding down. I work over here in Sacramento in the Sacramento office, and actually our red flag warning will be going a little bit longer for the Valley and parts of Lake County. That will be going through tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you keep working to the east, which includes the foothills and the Sierra areas, that's also our forecast area. That's actually going to continue through Tuesday. So working from west to east, things are kind of winding down slowly as you work from west to east. But still some concerns over here in the Sierra and the foothills, and actually down in Southern California too, some critical fire conditions going on too. So a little vary out throughout the state, some stuff going on.
Do we have anything on the horizon that suggests we could be in a red flag warning again, not just for Northern California, but for specifically for our region like Sonoma County?
Right. I'm not seeing that right now. Certainly isn't a pattern that has no risks at all as far as fire weather. Not, you know, we'd like to see some kind of big atmospheric rivers or something coming in. But right now it's not looking too bad.
Okay. Is this a typical weather for October?
It actually is, yeah. This is kind of the higher fire season. In the fall, we get these transitional weather systems that set up windy conditions like this. Pretty common, actually. So, unfortunately, the fuels are dry this time of the year, and when we're transitioning from the summer into winter, this is kind of what happens.
Is it true? Is California, though, truly just year-round when it comes to fire season?
It has been. You know, we've been in this trend lately where the fire conditions, the fuels, have just been ripe a large part of the season. Especially we came out of that long drought we had for, 5-6 years. And then we had a wet season, which actually kind of gave us more fuel, gave us a lot of grasses and stuff like that. So it's been, our fire season has definitely extended. And that's just an observation. It's not an opinion. It's fires are, they're fighting fires more and more all the time.
I'm not sure if you're able to answer this, but do you know how closely the National Weather Service works with utility companies like PG&E?
We don't. We partner with them. You know, they're aware of our products, and they have meteorologists as well. We look at the same weather data. We don't normally have weather conference calls together, but we definitely have a partnership together where we all try to be consistent about the weather and work together with it.
Okay, well, it's definitely good to have at least that collaboration, and it's been a pleasure, definitely, and a reassurance to have you on this morning. Thank you very much, Bill.
You bet. Have a good day. Hopefully we helped.
Thank you. That is Bill Rosch. He's with the National Weather Service talking a bit about the weather throughout Northern California, especially when it comes to that red flag warning in effect again through noon today.